It's Elijah Mosa!
Bitch!
OMG!
OMG.
Y'all miss us or whatever.
It's been 6 months, literally.
Hey, big head. Hey, y'all.
My hey, big head. OMG, it's been 6 months. Well, let's just open up this Andre. Get it popping.
Let's get this bitch popping. Ooh! Right.
OMG.
What up, y'all? It is hot, Hannah Holt.
And Indy Monet the baddest. And we back after 6 months.
I know.
It's been so long.
You know, life, adulting.
Ooh, Jesus Christ.
What?
A life, adulting, 6 months. Yeah.
It has been 6 months. Everyone's like, what's going on? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, not in the country. I'm not at home.
Oh, yeah. Hannah been gone. Well, yeah, I guess this is our life update since it's been 6 months.
So,
what you been doing, Hannah?
I left my job. I don't know if anyone knows that. I'm sure everyone knows that by now. I left my job. I've been traveling the world. And when I mean the world, I mean Mexico.
Mexico like 5 times. I'm in Mexico. Where's Hannah? In Mexico? She was there last week. Yeah.
That don't mean nothing. And I'm back again, bitch.
She's getting residency there.
Yes, I'm working on it. I have, you know, I have some things in the work. We'll just put that like that. Then I went to go visit family. I got a car that I don't want.
Did you have a car last time? Oh, yeah.
Well, I had a car, but I had a company car. They took it away from me because I don't work for the company anymore. Mm-hmm. So now I'm job hunting. And yeah, that's me. What about you, Miss India?
I'm at my job. I'm there. That's all I'm gonna say. 6 months, so January, what have I been doing? I started going to therapy. That's fun.
Snaps for therapy.
Right, I remember talking about that a lot last time on some other episodes. That's fun. What else? Oh, I started a lash business. So if you're in a DMV.
What do you mean, this bitch started a lash business. She has clients. People come and see her.
Right.
That is something to be happy about. Yes.
So yeah, I started doing lashes. So if you're in a DMV, hit me up. Follow me on Instagram.
What's the lash business called?
So the lash business is called the Baddest Beauty Bar because I want to start doing other things. So the lashes is not like, I don't want to just do lashes. So yeah. So you can follow that page at the Baddest Beauty Bar. Just regular. Like literally. The Baddest Beauty Bar.
That's a lot to say.
Yeah.
Say it 5 times fast.
The baddest beauty bar, the baddest beauty bar, the baddest beauty bar, the baddest beauty bar, the baddest beauty bar. Right. I like that. It's the alliteration.
It's cute. I fucks with it.
I'm trying to think what else. I think that's about it. Yeah.
Just being the India Monet.
Just, you know, making it through life.
The girl way. But yeah, my girl, a whole lash tag. She woke up and was like, I want to do lashes. And then, like, the next month, it was like, okay, I'm doing lashes. Yeah. And then the next week, she was like, I need clients. And then now every time I walk inside, there's some new client in here. So, yes, girl.
So, yeah, that's popping. So, yeah, I guess start the business.
Mm. Entrepreneur.
Right.
Two incomes.
Right. Let's get that's it. What it takes in 2019, okay? That's what I've been learning.
What, being an entrepreneur?
Yeah.
That's what we do.
So I guess we can start. What have you learned in adulting these past 6 months?
I don't even want to. I don't want to go on like a tangent.
Go on a tangent. That's why we're here. We got to catch the people up. We've been gone for 6 months. That's a long time. People have been hitting us both up like, oh, when is the podcast coming back? And it's just like, my whole like response is like, sigh, life.
I'm trying to think. I guess this week or last week, of course, y'all know credit is everything, but credit really is everything. Like, you can't stress that enough. That's probably why I'm so upset with my car because my credit's so jacked up, my interest rate's so high, and It's just a fucking mess. But then I'm also pissed off at society because I'm like, why do I have to pay so much for transportation and a roof over my head? It's just all stupid to me. Even when people are like, oh, just save your money. I'm like, for what? Save it so I can then, you know, save $10,000 to put down on a house for $500,000 that now I have to pay $2,000 per month for the rest of my life. Like, I'm just kind of over it.
Yeah, living is hard. And I feel like, you know, when your parents be like, I miss being a kid because I don't have to pay no bills. Like, don't rush to grow up because you're going to have to pay bills. And it's like, when you're little, you're like, whatever, I can pay bills. And then I'm like,
we can't.
I feel like my whole life is that gift that's like, this is fine. And it's like that dog with the fire. I feel like every day is something I'm like, this is fine.
It costs to fucking breathe.
It does cost to breathe. Like, oh my God, like that, that meme, it was like, when you turn after 21, your whole life, you breathe and your life is, you
$200.
Owe $250. You spent
$250. Like, it's like, ugh, for what? Like, it'll always be something. Like, I think one week it was like, some bill or something got accidentally taken out of the wrong account. So then it went into the negative. And then I'd like pay $30 for that, and then I had to pay this and pay that, and I think like within like 2 days I spent like $200, and I'm like, for fees that were an accident, like it's right. Just shit like that, that'd be like, it was the wrong, and I think it was like some stupid, like I think I take, because I like take out money, I remember what it was, I always like, I pay my rent like split. Yeah. So I like took the money out of the wrong account, so it went into negative, and then my bills got taken out, so it went into negative again, so then it was like
$35.
Yeah, it was like $35. And so I was like, god damn it, all because I took it out of the wrong account. So that's whack. But yeah, I'm just over it. Like, I'm like, and it sucks because you'll talk to your parents like, oh, you need to cut back, and I'm like, damn, I can't even fucking spend,
have fun.
I can't even spend my hard working money on things that I want to, like, spend my money on
stuff that I care about. That happened to me too, though. It was like, I had rent, and then I was like, okay, like, I took it. I put so much on my debit card than the other amount on my credit card, because right now I'm living, like, half of my money and half just living off credit. Like, my credit is about to be fucked up, but...
Don't do it now!
Like, I'm just gonna have to figure it out later. But, yeah, so then, like, I guess I didn't put the right, like, routing number and account
number. That happened to me. I remember that.
For rent. So then, like, it bounced, like, half of it bounced back, and then... they were like, okay, you have to get a money order. But the credit card that I had, I never set up a PIN. So I was at ATM trying to get money back. But no, first I went to get the money order. She's like, you can't get money, like get a money order off a credit card. It has to be debit. But I was like, I thought I had a PIN. So I did. I went to the ATM and I didn't have a PIN. So I had to go to my car to set up a PIN to get the money out, to get the money order. So then I paid the balance that I owed at the clubhouse, at the apartment. Then it was like 2 days later, it was like, oh, $35 small fee because it bounced back.
Right.
And then the same time, my debit account went negative too because of something else. I don't know. It was just too much. And I was like, $35 to the apartment for a bounce back. And then $35 overdraft fee. And I'm like, great. I have like $5 to my name because I transferred the $5 out of my savings account.
Oh my God. I was like, right. You know that happened when we first moved here? And it was like, I put in the routing number, and then I realized it was the wrong one, and then I did it again.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I think it took it out, like, three times. No, yeah. She couldn't wipe it out.
Yeah, it was, like, $75 in overdraft, and I was like, oh, my God. Like, just this is fine.
Just shoot me. It's just annoying. Like, it's just, I don't know. I feel like that's the biggest annoying thing to me is, like, credit is stupid. What countries don't have credit?
I swear, I feel like Canada is, like, the place I would want to move because it's just like the United States, but it's just... It seems like it's less, like, troubles. Like, I don't know.
Where can I go to not get credit?
I'm trying to think. What have I learned in the past 6 months? I think that, like, first off, I want to say, somebody also asked me this. They were like, do a video comparison D.C. to Texas, and I'm going to make sure I say this. But, like, if you move or you want to move, just figure out shit about the place you're moving. Because, like, I didn't know that Maryland has state taxes.
Oh, yeah.
And Texas doesn't, so...
And Maryland has local taxes.
It's state and local?
State and local.
That's okay. Well, it's all of this stuff. Oh, yeah, because our county is more expensive than other counties.
Yup.
And so, now I owe hella money in taxes, and I don't know where this money coming from, but we're going to get to that later as well. So, I'm just... Because I saw a movie when it started. Okay, cool.
Even when I got my car and then the interest was just so high, I was just like, I mean, it was my fault, and I get it, and people make mistakes, but at the end of the day, I was like, I don't want it, but I'll take it, because I just can't Uber everywhere either.
Yeah, Ubering's a lot, like, everything's just so expensive, and it's like, life. That's what's been going on. Life. I don't want to live life. And it don't need no more life. Just put me to rest.
Like, this is so dark. This is so dark. No, but
it's accurate.
I mean, we're still making it, you know. We do what we do when we do it. So first, when I first got my like, I just started paying this extra car note, I was just like, I'm not going anywhere. You're never going to see me again. But I still kind of feel like, but now I'm trying to figure out plans to, like, okay, how can I pay this back? And how can I pay off my student loans? And so you'll still see me moving around. Just not as frequent as I want to. Or maybe as frequent as I want to. I don't know yet. I'm still working through the kinks.
Yeah. I'm just trying to, like, map out my life the way I want it to be. Like, literally, okay, so... I kind of want to talk about the BET Awards, but, like, yeah, when Tyler Perry, if you watch the BET Awards, Tyler Perry made his speech about, like, owning your own stuff and, like, not fitting in, and I'm like, that's exactly how I'm, like, I really just want to build my life the way I want it. Like, I want to, if I want to, if, like, how I had to say, like, I was like, oh, I want to do lashes, I want to think of an idea, I just want to be able to do it, but right. I just need the money to do it, because everything costs money, so.
Everything does cost money.
So, that's just my goal. I'm like, I just want to live life with no boxes, nobody telling me what to do. Nobody saying anything bad about me.
Okay, we're good.
Yeah, I just want to be free.
I just want to be able to do stuff without checking my account. And be like, can I do this?
That's a good one.
I just want to just, oh yeah, this, that.
Right.
And not even having to look back. Just.
I don't know if I see this meme. I keep calling memes. It's like, see, it's like. And it was like when you a hot girl trying to have a hot girl, so much you got $12. I was like, put $3 on this car and $6 on this car. I don't want to do that no more.
Unlimited mimosas, and I'll just eat bread. Thank you.
Right. No, yeah. That's the next move. Like,
But it's okay. What's the saying? A pushback for a comeback? Or?
Oh, yeah. A minor setback for a major comeback.
Bam! Yeah. That's what's about to pop off.
Oh yeah, that's what this whole, like, every day I just be like, why? Like, what lesson am I supposed to learn right now? Like, what is it? Like, just tell me.
I feel like mine is probably slowing down, saying no, because I don't. Yeah, I just say yes to everything, but it's like, I don't know, because people be like, oh, you just be trying to do too much, and you just be trying to, like, please people, but I'm like, no, I genuinely want to do these things. Right. Like,
I don't think you try to please people.
Yeah, people be saying a lot of shit. They be like, you just try to do everything for everybody, but I'm like, no, I really want to go to see stuff.
And why would I not want to, like, have fun and turn up and travel?
Right. So I'm like, maybe that's, but maybe right now my life is like, you need to chill out, because I really don't, like, I think one time my sister was like, 1 year, like, she actually wants to, like, make, like, I don't really make sacrifices for, like, the things I want to do.
You just do it.
I can't think of something where I've been like, okay, I'm just not gonna, like, eat out, I'm not gonna do this, and I'm not gonna do that so I can do this. Like, I'll just be like,
yeah. I think it's me.
So all India does all day is look at me.
Yeah, I need to, like, slow down on social media, but I think it's me. It was like, I don't care what bills do or what's coming up, I'm still gonna eat out. I was like, that's kind of me, but I try to slow down.
I feel like I've slowed down, like, this, I feel like this, since I've been back, I've slowed down a lot, and it's hard. I'd be like, I just want to eat this.
Oh, yeah.
Even when I was chilling at home one day, I was like, oh my gosh, I just want to go and get seafood, like, right now. Like, just eat all of this seafood.
Right, I feel like I only get like that when it's, like, summertime, because I'm like, right now I'm just like, I just want to sit on the patio and, like, eat Mexican and, like, drink margaritas. Like,
oh, yeah,
that's
yeah.
all I want to do right now.
Oh, yeah, like, we went to Harry's the other day. That was fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, that was cute.
I was like, oh, my gosh. And then I'm like, maybe I should slow down on drinking. Because I was like, wow. Saturday, I literally, like, went to the water park. We went to see the reed. I didn't have one drink that whole day, and I had so much fun.
Oh yeah, that was. We saw the Reed live. That was so lit.
Y'all, they're amazing.
It was like so simple, but it was so lit. Like, I don't know. It was literally like, wow.
You think it was them or like the audience? I mean, it's definitely them.
Yeah, but I feel like the audience could have been better.
Really?
I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. The people in the audience with us was like, it was weird to me.
Really?
I thought they were so weird.
Like, I feel like they were all like nerds.
Yeah.
But like ratchet nerds.
Yeah, they were definitely ratchet, but they were weird at the same time. I don't know.
I feel like they were all typical DC people. Like, I went to Howard, I'm really bougie, but then I like to twerk, but I don't twerk on niggas.
And I like anime.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like, I don't know. But I was just like, wow, like, I can see us doing this. Like, we should have, like, the last Mimosa Live and everyone having, like, their shirts and everyone grabbing mimosa, guys, before you go in. Like,
slight work.
Yeah. Manifesting that. I think, what else have we been doing? What else have you? What places did you go to in Mexico?
Okay, so the first time I went to Mexico, it was for a wedding. I went to El Dorado Royale. It was like super nice, Black excellence. It was my sister's best friend. It was just really, that was probably like the nicest resort, but it's like in Riviera Maya, so it's like super in the cut. It was just like champagne every day. Pool, you're eating like steak and fish, and you know, like just relaxing, and it's like good to catch up with everybody because like my sister was there, my family was there. The second one, that was like the hot girl trip because
can you jump off right?
No, that's for Kayla's graduation.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I went with my home. Shout out to Kayla.
Oh, yeah, Kayla was cute.
I went with my homegirl Kayla. And if you don't know Kayla, Kayla is like the most turnt, like confident party starter there is. So, like, usually when I be going places, like, I kind of be like in my shell or like, oh, I'm not gonna talk to anybody unless they talk to me. But Kayla would be like, someone would be sitting across from us, and Kayla would be like, why y'all over there? Come over here, come turn up with us. Like,
you always have a friend,
really?
Yeah, I feel like it's good to have that type of friend. I feel like, yeah, that's a good.
I feel like I'm like, I'd be like, hey, but Kayla be like, nah, y'all come over here. We about to turn up. We about to get lit. So that was really fun because it was literally like the only person I knew on the trip was Kayla. So it was like Kayla and all her friends. And I feel like, I think all her friends only knew her. And everyone like really got along together. And it was all just like, it was fun because it was just like a new scenery, new people. We all trying something new. And I just felt like, Adam, like, pushed out of my comfort zone in a good way. Like, yeah, I need to be more open. Yeah, I need to be more turnt. Like, we had so much fun. We went on a party boat. We went the party boat was fucking lit. Like, and we even, like, everywhere we went, we were like the life of the party. Like, everyone would be like, oh my gosh, y'all are fun. We're gonna come take shots with you.
I miss that life. I'm so old and broke and crusty. How can I get my hot girls back?
Shut up. Oh my gosh. We gonna get you there, girl. It was just fun. Like, it was like so much fun. And then the third time was Cancun Jump Off. So since I like went with Kayla, I'm like glad I went to this trip before Cancun Jump Off. So when I went to Cancun Jump Off, I was like, I'm gonna be wild. Yeah, I'm gonna like, fuck. Oh, like,
yeah. Hey, come over here.
Yeah. So Cancun Jump Off was definitely like, I definitely was doing some shit that I probably like would not normally do or haven't done in the past couple years. So I was definitely really, really lit. And that hotel we stayed at, the second time I went to Cancun, we stayed at Crystal Cancun. Mm-hmm. So that one's not all inclusive. It's in the middle of everything. The third one, we stayed at the Royalton. That one was like really, really fancy. But everyone from Cancun Jump Off stayed there. So it was like Freaknik. And it was a lot of fun. So yeah, I have fun in Mexico.
Does anybody else, when they're trying to figure out what their life been like, looking back at their pictures?
I do that when I'm trying to figure out how much I used to weigh. Like, I'm like, what did I look like a year ago? And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so small.
Proceed. Oh yeah, me and Hannah went to the Millennium Tour.
Oh yeah.
That was March. Okay. That was like the best concert ever. I was listening to my 2000s playlist this morning today and I was like, dang, I wish I could have saw it again.
And we went to Atlantic City.
Oh, yeah, we went to Atlantic City.
Which I've always dreamed of going there ever since y'all watch Honey when she's like, we gonna get a couple of girls, we gonna get a limo to Atlantic City.
And I'm like, I wanna go there now that it's hot because it was so cute. It was fun. The Millennium Tour was like the best concert ever. Oh Jesus Christ. Okay. We smoke a hookah, y'all, sorry. Here, drink some champagne.
Almost died.
That was really good. If you didn't see the Millennium Tour, you just missed out. Like, it was so good.
Pretty Ricky was showing out.
Oh, yeah, Pretty Ricky was lit.
Atlantic City is like Vegas indoors.
Yeah, it's really cute. Like, I'm gonna go back.
Yeah, I would go back. We ate at Tony Bologna's.
Oh, yeah. I should have got a sandwich or a pizza. What did I get?
You did get a pizza. No, you got a sandwich.
I forgot what I got, but I feel like I should have got something more extravagant. I had like a sandwich with avocado. No, I had a burrito. Remember?
Cause you did.
I should have got a sandwich, but I got a burrito. But it was good. Oh, yeah. It was Hannah's birthday. That was like the fun.
I forgot about that. That was fun.
Yeah, we had so much fun. We got like Airbnb.
Everyone flew up. They surprised me at the strip club. Yeah. I made it rain.
It was fun.
What else did we do? We went out. We did get that Airbnb. They made shirts. It was literally the cutest thing ever. It was the best weekend of my life.
Yeah, that was fun. I went to Broccoli City. That was cool. That's at the concert. In DC. I'm trying to think who was there that I actually liked. Oh, I can't remember because I was really working. But I had like a wristband, so I got to like do drinks and stuff at the Ciroc tent, and they had the watermelon Ciroc. That was good.
Okay, Deleon Diva.
Right, that was cute. What else did I do? I went to Indiana, saw my family. That was fun. What else did I do? I went to Six Flags for work. I went to Hershey Park in Pennsylvania for work. Yeah. I've been here. I'm trying to think what else I've been doing. I think that's about it.
Oh, guys, I was a mom for 2 weeks.
And how was that? I'm scared. I'm literally so
scared. Indy's like scared of kids.
I'm scared that I'm gonna mess up.
Like my nephew's coming and Indy's like, what do I do with him? I was like, you're literally gonna watch him for an hour. Calm down.
I'm just scared. Like I'm always scared that I'm gonna look away on my phone and then that I'm gonna look back up and they're gonna be like tangled up in something and like bleeding or
the most that'll happen is you'll look away, you'll look back and they probably like pissed on the floor or you know, your flowers on the ground or like, I could think of, like, in here would be, like, you look away, you look back, and there's, like, the flowers all over on the ground, or the purple things on the floor.
I'm scared. Kids are so much responsibility. That's why.
But they'll tell you. They'll be like, look. And you'll be like, oh, put it down.
No, I'm just scared. I'm just scared.
They're not. There's nothing to be scared of.
But, yeah.
So, like, yeah, what's going on in the world, girl?
I'm just really disturbed by Cardi B's booty. And I feel like her new booty just changed her whole, like, aura that she's about to be on Nicki's level of, like, just done. Like, I hate... Okay. You said what was the last song that Nicki made that was good?
Yeah.
The first song that came to my mind was Break It Up.
Oh, I like...
Oh, wait, no, actually, I like Chun-Li and Barbie Teens.
I think Barbie Dings was good, but it wasn't like...
I like that one better than Chun-Li, but everybody else liked Chun-Li better. Barbie Dings is...
I'm trying to think the last song that I liked that I'm like, probably for me it was kind of Rake It Up. Like, yeah. I was like...
And I was like, what, 2017?
There was another one. I liked Make Love.
That was like 2016. Make Love. Yeah, because all that came out while we were still in school. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, Megatron was not it. I feel like the only thing was
that
it was like Afrobeats, and that's cool right now, so that's why it works. But I feel like it still wasn't like what we needed.
Like, the queen is back,
right? Mm-mm. It didn't do it. Cardi got this new booty, and she came out pressed, and press wasn't that great.
And it was about the shade room, and we love the shade room.
And
you're the only person that doesn't. The only person that does not like the shade room. We all know it's about the shade room.
And I just feel like. And then she already calmed down a little bit because now she a mama. So I'm just like, what's next?
The movie. Maybe the movie will be good. Is that when she got her booty bigger?
I don't know, but it looks so gross. Like,
it does look gross.
You look like you got a pillow.
It's like lumpy.
It's so lumpy, and I'm like, I feel like Asa should have been like, nah, just don't do it.
I feel like she had to do it. Like, I'm telling you, when you get booty injections and stuff, you have to add more to, like, fill it out.
What did it look like before? Like, what did it look like to where it was, like, she had to get it redone?
I mean, it could have been, like, I don't know. All I know is I remember Tammy did a thing was on the Breakfast Club, and she was like, I hate that I got my booty, because she's like, one, they add too much, because they'd be like, oh, we need to make it look like this and make it look like that and do all this. And people kind of like that shit. Like, she don't seem like she got a problem with it.
Of course she not. She ain't not gonna put it on social media, probably.
Yeah, no. You're right. I'm trying to find old Cardi B footage of, like.
So I'm just like, our favorite girls right now is, of course,
Megan. Of course, Megan.
And then I really like light-skin Keisha.
No, I do like light-skin Keisha.
I'm trying to think. I want Cash Doll to be more popping, but I feel like she's not gonna be more popping. She's not gonna. I really want Dreezy to pop out more, but I don't know why people don't like Dreezy as much as they like everybody else. I don't know why.
Maybe because she doesn't make, like, I don't know. When I like listening to Dreezy, it'd be like chill. Like, so I feel like maybe it's just not mainstream.
True.
But I do like I do love Dreezy, but the songs I like by her, like the mainstream song, like, could have been Chanel Slides.
Yeah, I feel like Chanel Slides was good.
Yeah, Chanel Slides was good, but I don't know. People want to, something that I can, like, twerk to.
Yeah, I was going to say, she don't make, like, twerking bad bitch music. She make, like, I'm a gangsta ass bad bitch.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah, so it doesn't.
Which is nothing bad with it, but everybody wants to be like, I'm a twerking bad bitch.
Yeah, so it just doesn't work. And that's the same thing with Cash Doll, too.
Yeah.
It's the area they from.
Like, there's nothing wrong with them, but I do
like
them.
No, yeah, but I do want them to pop more, and I'm like, ugh, I just want to try to prosper more.
This was her booty before.
Yeah, her booty wasn't that bad, but like you said, and that could have been, like, Photoshop making it look a little better. It could put in a lot of things.
I feel like it's the baby does something to your.
Oh yeah, that's true.
She had a baby, and the baby, like, it makes you get, and then that's true. It makes you lose weight.
Yeah.
Which I don't know why I'm like, damn, what the fuck? Because she lost all that weight. Stressing.
See, what else is going on? Oh, yeah, today's the 10th anniversary of when Michael Jackson died.
Where were you when you found out Michael Jackson died?
I was in the kitchen of my house, and, like, I think it was on TV. And I think I was scrolling on my phone, then I was like, oh, Michael Jackson just died. My dad was like, what? And my dad was barbecuing. And then, like, we looked on the TV. August.
No, it was around this time because I was at track practice.
Oh, dang.
I was, like, driving to track practice, and my dad was like, it was the same thing. It was like, oh my gosh, Michael Jackson's dead. And then I remember my homegirl, her little sister, watched The Wiz that morning.
Damn. I just remember being like, what?
And then when did that movie come out? This Wiz? Is it. That was good. That when we saw the movie, we was like, oh yeah, y'all definitely killed this nigga because he was moving, and this is it.
Right. What else is going on?
How'd you feel about the BET Awards?
Oh, I thought the BET Awards was so good. I was just like, wow, like, this is Black excellence. This is what BET needs. Like, I was just like, wow. It just felt so good to watch. I felt like every moment of it, it was never, like, a dull moment. Even, like, the, like, gospel part, because they had Kirk Franklin. And, you know, he got that new song. So, it was, like, lit. Like, everything was good. They, like, honored John Singleton.
Aww.
They honored, like, Nipsey.
What was the bus thing? The whole bus theme or something? Bus? Like, they, like, had people on, like, inside, like, a rail, like, a train or something.
I don't know. I didn't see
it. You didn't see people, like, on Instagram taking pictures on the train, and it was, like, first stop, Baychella, second stop, this, third stop, that. Mm-mm. Nope.
Maybe I just moved it. But Regina Hall did a great job hosting, and I love how she, like, represented D.C., it was so lit, and then she brought Taraji. I was just like, wow, this is, like, great. And then she talked about, like, you know, D.C., like, how it was Chocolate City, now it's not, had gentrification, and I feel like it raised awareness to a lot of stuff that maybe people didn't know what was going on. Yeah, I just really liked how they, like, did
it. Oh, yeah, the BET Express. It was, like, a little train they had there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't even see that. That wasn't a part of the show, but I probably guess it's, like, the experience, like, outside of it. I thought it was really good. I feel like they honored a lot of younger acts. Like, Lil Baby won, like, best new artist. And I was like, wow, like, Lil Baby is doing a good job, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. I'm trying to think what else. Oh, yeah, Mary J. Blige's performance was amazing. I was so excited.
She did do good. I was like, okay, girl.
Right.
Sing your heart out there.
It was just really good. I was like, wow, I wish I could have went to this one. It was really good.
You should go next year and be a seat filler. That's what Rose's friend did. She was there.
It's free.
Mm-hmm. You may or may not get it. They don't tell you till like the day before, and they'll be like, okay, you can come. They're like, it's first come, first serve.
Oh, okay. But yeah, the BET Awards is really good. Except LMA. Everybody except LMA.
I just don't like LMA, bro.
Like, I'm not gonna say her music is bad because it's not. Her music is good. Oh my god. I'm just a personality person. Like, if I don't connect with you and your story.
Yeah, she was kind of bitchy. She was like, this is what happened with the music talk. Bitch, I don't really care about that shit. Get your award.
First of all, let's cut it. I was gonna say get an American accent, but I didn't wanna.
You just said it.
Yeah, I didn't want to like make other people feel bad, but I don't like English accents, so I don't like you. And LMA just gets on my nerves, and I'm like, yeah, why wasn't that please nominated for like any award? I'm like. Like, I was talking to one of my coworkers, and she was like, well, Jacquees didn't put out an album. And I'm like, Jacquees does have an album. And she was like, no, it's an EP. And I'm like, okay, well, hella people put out EPs and shit, and they get awards. And I'm like, Jacquees had hella songs that was, like, good.
Oh, my gosh. The fact that you just, like, why do you hate English accents so much?
I don't know. She's like, just a little girl from the UK. I don't even know how to imitate English accents. And I'm like, yeah, go back to the UK because we don't like you. You disrespecting Jacquees. Girl, go. He's one of our own. He's from Atlanta. That's one of our own. He was in the sharecroppers with us.
No, he was in the- Shut up!
He was on our land, not you. Go. I'm like, dang, that was like 2 summers ago. You're still talking about
that. That was. What was that?
A while ago. I don't know. It was probably like definitely last year, though.
It was definitely last year. But yeah, she's still in her feelings about it. Whatever.
And Dreezy already commented to her like, girl, stop it. And I'm like, I don't know how to beat you up.
Like, I don't think Jeezy will fight. I hope she wouldn't.
Right, she'll be somebody to shoot her.
Anyways, moving on, moving right along. All right, girl, what are we talking about today?
Oh, yeah, okay, so this is a topic we had. So, this situation happened with somebody that I know, and they were talking about, like, do you think that you should tell your nigga your whole facts. I forgot this was what we were talking about. You're like, what we're talking about? I was like, oh, wait, let me look at my phone. I don't know. But yeah, so should you tell? So, like, when I say whole facts, should you, like, line them up and be like, so this guy, like, I kissed him. Like, we maybe dry humps, but nothing else. This guy, we had sex a lot of times. This guy only had sex with one time. Like, should you point out everybody just so he know?
I said no.
Yeah, I said no too.
I said anything before we were together, I feel like, is none of your business.
It's obsolete. Your wholeness get deleted when you get cucked. Okay? It's done. It doesn't matter.
Oh my god. But unless it's gonna cause some form of harm to you, or it's somebody you gotta see every day. So if it's something like, you know, I used to mess around with your boss, and you see your boss every day, like...
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I would tell you. Someone that's in your circle or something like that, or, like, in your organization or whatever.
So the only way that you'll tell him is if he sees him?
No, like, if I know you associate with that person.
Like, so he associates or you associate?
Wait, okay, go back.
Okay, so like, what, like, like, tell me the terms and agreements. Like, who are you telling
me? So, if I'm talking to you and we're dating and we're boyfriend and girlfriend, like I said, if I know, like, I used to date your boss, like, I'm gonna tell you when we start dating. Mm-hmm. If I see that person and you're like, oh, this is my boss, I'm like, oh, shit, then I'll probably tell you, like, that night, like, oh, yeah, I didn't want to make you uncomfortable, but da da da. If it's something that's, like, actually, like, gonna make you uncomfortable or something you need to know about, or just any position that would make you look, like, stupid, or, you know, how niggas feel, like, less of a man, whatever.
But I'm like, what if you think it's not important, but then you tell him, he's like, oh, that was so important. Like, how do you even, like, make a difference of, like, what to tell him? Because it might not be important to you, but...
It may be important. I mean, if it's somebody... this is hard.
It is hard.
I feel like it just depends. Like, it depends on all things. Like, when did I talk to this person? How long did I talk to this person? Did I sleep with this person one time?
Okay, say, like, if the guy... Okay, say if this person, like... Okay, let's decide how to say he's your boss. What if it's, like, your coworker, y'all work in the same building, But y'all had sex one time and it was like 5 years ago. Do you tell him or do you not tell him? And it was only one time. Y'all don't really talk. Y'all just, y'all on a hot, like, a cool basis. Like, hey, what's up? Like,
I wouldn't, if it's like really not that big of a deal, like 5 years is a really long time.
Right.
So my thing is like, if it was 5 years ago, we don't talk, like, we, there's no tension there. There's no anything like, I probably wouldn't tell. Cause then I'm like, if I'm over it and the other person's over it, I don't want to tell you. And then you bringing it up and then you talking to that person. And now that person's like, oh, does she still think about me? Oh, is this a problem? Oh, right. Is this? And like, I don't know. I just don't.
Yeah, I just think that, like, it's, like you said, if it's my business and I don't think I should tell you, like you said, if it's gonna make you look stupid or if I feel, like, the urge to tell you, then...
Or if I know the type of person that's, like, if it's, like, a stupid-ass nigga that is gonna say something, then, yeah, I would. But if not, then I feel like, no. In that situation, no. Especially if I didn't care about them like that.
Right.
I may or may not bring it up. I mean, it may be, like, hey, I just wanted to let you know, like, yeah, I messed with the person, it was a long time ago, but we're not on that anymore. Just so they know, because some people feel uncomfortable, like,
being in
situations that they didn't know about. So then later, down the line, like, that person, the coworker, may not have told, like, what if his friend was like, oh, yeah, like, I remember when da-da-da-da used to mess around or something. Like, and then it's like, oh, I didn't know that. Why didn't you tell me? And it's like...
That's true.
Lay-sigh.
I just think that... Like, niggas always ask questions, but they can't handle the answers. So, like, you might think that you want the answers, but you really don't want the answers, Sway.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want the answers, Sway. I got the answers, but you don't want them. Like, so I just think that basically just don't ask questions you don't answer to. Like, I just feel like if I'm with you, then I'm with you. So, everything before me, everything before you is, like, a race. Like Dre said.
I just feel like, don't bring it up. Like, I feel like, I don't know. If you want to know, you can ask. Because I don't want it to be, like, a closed table. Like, oh, you can't ask me nothing. I'm not going to answer. Like, oh, everything before me is none of your business. I mean, it is none of your business. So, it's like, I don't. So, that to me, like, so if someone did come up to you and was like, I don't know. But that's just and then now I'm thinking about it. That's really just an ego thing. So, I'm like, okay, so what if a nigga does come up to you and was like, oh, yeah, this one nigga smashed your girl 5 years ago. Like, you going to be mad over some shit that
happened? Oh, yeah. That's what I told to my friend. I told to my friend, like, sometimes you just gotta protect the male ego because, like, they think they can handle something and they can't. And it's like, what do you want me to say? Like, and if I did do something, like...
What does that mean? What does that mean going for us? So what, like, now I can't... Because it's like you said, it may have been like, oh, I kissed this person once 5 years ago, or I slept with this person once 5 years ago, and it didn't work out, and we went back to being friends, and we never went down that lane ever again. Like, we just cool after that. Like, there's nothing going on at all. You know what I'm saying? So it's like... I don't know. It's a hard question because it's like, I get it. I just feel like if I want to tell you, I'll tell you. Like I said, it's just, at the end of the day, you just got to trust that I would never hurt you and I would never do anything to, like, embarrass you. And I expect the same. Like,
yeah.
If you going to tell me something, like if you want to tell, like, I'm not going to ask for your whole facts, like, who you all fucked, da da da, but, like, don't put me in an uncomfortable situation and don't embarrass me.
Yeah.
And if you feel like you need to tell me those certain things so, like, they're not awkward, like, if you know we're going to be around, like, if you know, like, you know, your ex is best friends with your homeboy's girlfriend or whatever the fuck, like, let me know before we go to this party so I'm not blindsided or whatever.
Right.
So it's just, like, you know what's right and what's, I just feel like in the day, you know what's right and what's wrong.
Right.
You know what I need to know and what I don't need to know.
That's true, but then I feel like some dudes, like, feel like they need to know everything.
I feel like I feel like if it's anything before you, I feel like you don't necessarily need.
So then, like, what if, like, they get married?
What do you mean?
Like, say, do you think that you need to have your whole facts together when you get married? Like, should they still know?
I guess. I don't fucking...
I don't know either. I'm just saying. Like, I thought it was a good question when you asked me.
No, yeah. I just feel like... I don't know, because we kind of asked this question, like, when I was at a barbecue, and we were like, oh, do you... Like, should you know your partner's body count? And I'm like, me personally, I don't want to know. I could be biased, because I just don't want to know. Like, and this one lady who was older, she was like, I feel like that's childish. Like, oh, how many people did you sleep with?
Right.
What is that going to do with you? Like, I mean, unless it really matters to you. Like, if it really, really... My thing is, like, if it really, really matters to you, then and you and if I like have over two bodies, you gonna break up with me? Then yeah, ask and then break, leave me. Then right. There we go.
Yeah, that's another thing. Like you said, like I feel like you talk about trust and like, okay, if I do tell you my body count, if I do tell you who you mess with, like that's you judging me. Number one, and then number two, I'm like, okay, so are you not confident? Like, mm-hmm. like are you not confident in your place? Are you not confident in like where we stand? Because then, like, you steady asking me questions just equals me like you want to change me. Like, you wish, you know, I was with nobody before you. So then what?
Like, yeah, and that's impossible to make happen. So that's why I'm like, when you want to know your body count, like, what does that do for you? What is this information providing for you?
Right.
What is it doing
for you? Because what you going to do? Look up everybody or talk to everybody? Like,
yeah. It's just gonna, I feel like at the end of the day, it's just going to drive you crazy.
That is true.
If y'all just talk, like, if it's just like, oh, yeah, we just, what's this, what's that, that's cool. But I just feel like it's going to drive you crazy. I feel like it's almost like, ugh, I don't want to say that. I don't know if it's the same comparison.
What?
Almost like going through someone's phone. Like, it's like going into something like, what are you doing? Are you trying to find something?
Right.
Are you? It's almost like you trying to find something. To me, it feels like it's almost like you're trying to find something wrong or you're trying to look for something bad. Why else would you want to know? Like, when people are just like, oh, I just want to know. For what? Yeah. What you want to know for?
Right. I asked one of my friends, and she was like, basically like, yeah, like, her husband would be asking her stuff. And I'm like, dang, that's your husband, you know? And she was like, I'm trying to spread your feelings. Like, she was like, so what you want to do, compare yourself to something that you can't give me? And I was just like, oh, Jesus Christ. I was like, oh, my gosh. But, right, like, what do you, like, what do you said, what are you going to do with this information? I give it to you, what are you going to do with this information?
That's all I want to know. Unless you have, like, a, like, you know, like, people may have, like, what is it called? Not requirements, but, like, expectations. Like, the same way I'm like, oh, if I talk to a nigga, I want him to have, like, a house, a car, a job. So maybe mm-hmm. people are like, if I talk to a girl, like, I want her to have a car, a place to stay. And, like, I don't want her body count to be over five people. So, it's like, maybe someone has expectations.
And then if I tell you five, then what? Like, you're not even going to know if it's five for real because I'm going to lie about it anyway. Like, my friend always told me, you say two before you. Like, when I got to college, she was like, if a nigga asked your body count, just say two before you. And I was like, she's like, it's easy to remember. You should remember that. And I was like, That's a good one. Right.
I was talking to somebody. I was like, anytime someone asks me, like, oh, when's the last time you ever said sex? I always say a month. But I really just be forgetting. I do. Like, I'll just be like, oh, a month. Like, that sounds reasonable. Like, oh, yeah. Wasn't yesterday.
Right.
Last sometimes
week.
I be forgetting. I really don't know. Like, even today, I was like, March. And then someone's like, no, wasn't it last month? And I was like, oh, yep, you're right.
You're right. It wasn't a month ago.
I don't fucking know. So I hate those stupid ass fucking questions. How, what's your body count? What niggas you fuck with? Right. When's the last time you had sex?
And it's like most times you don't even see girls asking like niggas these questions.
No, I haven't asked those questions since, you know, when I was in fucking high school. That's the last time. Maybe in college.
I don't think I ever asked.
And if it, I think the most count. I'll ask is like, when was your last relationship?
Yeah, I'm more concerned with the feelings. The stuff that really matters.
Right, because I'm like, what if you hitting people you don't even care about? That's why I'm like, when people be asking questions like, oh, what if you slept with their friend? Like, what if your boyfriend slept with their friend and da-da-da-da? I'm like, but sometimes sex don't mean nothing, nigga. So I'm like, the girl's over here like, oh my gosh, we slept together and I feel this, I feel that. And the nigga don't give a fuck about any of that. Like, you was just a girl he fucked.
Right.
And so it's like, then what? I'm supposed to go off of her feelings because girls eat like some, not all girls, but sometimes girls will take situations like the same way, like, you may have texted somebody twice and they'd be like, oh yeah, we used to talk. Nigga, right. No the fuck we didn't. We texted for a week and that was it. We didn't used to talk. So it's like girls be doing the same thing like, oh yeah, like we used to be cool. Like, no, you fucked him four times and that was it.
Right.
So it's like, what if this girl come in here and it's like, oh yeah, we did this, this, and this, and you going off what this girl said and it's like, they really just fucked and he didn't feel no type of way about her.
Right. I don't know. So what's the moral of the story?
Don't ask, don't tell.
Don't ask, don't tell.
That's why. I mean, unless you're truly uncomfortable with it, like unless there's someone in their life that's like red flag, like this seems sketchy, like what's going on with this, and then be like, oh yeah, well da 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 da. And like I said, even if I ask you, you can fucking lie anyways.
Yeah.
You can tell me like, oh, it was this year, and it was probably like last week, and that's why she tripping so hard.
Right.
So it's like,
I just say, I feel like if we not, like, if we young and we just messing around, or you my boyfriend, I don't think we're going to get married. Like, I feel like I don't owe you that.
So, if you are serious about somebody, do you owe them your whole facts?
I don't think I owe them the whole facts, but I will, like, tell them more than I would tell, like, anybody. I was like, oh, this is my boyfriend. Like, we just chilling. Like, this my boyfriend be cool. Like, I would just tell him, like, it's none of your business. But if we're serious, then I'll tell you, I feel like I'll tell you enough information to where you feel comfortable, you know? Mm-hmm. But I feel like, what are you, like, you, if you my nigga, you probably don't want, like, everything. That don't make you feel comfortable. That don't make you feel good, like, to know, like, what if I had sex with 100 people? You, like, you want, you gonna want to know I had sex with 100 people? Like, right. Do you really want to know that?
I feel like you said, people say they want to know it, but I'm like, do you really want to know?
I don't know. I think that's a good thing. Don't ask, don't tell.
Don't ask, don't tell. Unless, like, don't ask, don't tell. Trust me, don't hurt me, and don't embarrass me. That's it.
Yeah.
That is it. Just don't hurt me and don't embarrass me. Don't put me in no situations that would hurt or embarrass me. That's all I ask. And it don't even got to be a big thing.
And that should be easy enough.
Right.
Don't ask, don't tell. Don't embarrass me.
Don't hurt me. I have people who've been like that, like, where there's, I've had, like, associates in my circle. And then, like, I was dating this guy, and he was like, oh, I didn't know y'all was cool. And then later he was like, oh, like, I want to tell you something. Like, I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable, but, like, yeah, I did used to mess with her. It was, like, this many years ago. It wasn't that big of a deal, but I just didn't want you to hear it from anybody else. And it was cool.
Right.
And I didn't even talk to the girl like that. Mm-hmm. But it's like, okay, thanks for letting me know. Like, respect. But he don't got to be like, oh, I fuck with this bitch and that bitch and that bitch and that bitch. And then I fucked this girl this one time. And then I did this and then I did that.
Right. So I asked, like, because I was asking people, like, what they thought. And so I asked, like, one of my male friends. He was like, he just want to know big stuff, like, if you had a threesome or if you, like, fucked at the Statue of Liberty or something like that. And he was like, he don't care, like, as long as, like, if she loved the nigga, then he feel like he should know the nigga.
Okay.
But if they just have sex,
I can see that. See, like, so, like, past, but that, I feel like that's past relationships. Like, what was your last relationship?
Right. He just, like, he said domesticated women are boring.
What does that mean?
Like, girls who ain't been through nothing, ain't done nothing, they just chilling, like, newborn, which I was like, I feel like I can see that, so.
Oh, like, I need to know this.
Right.
I've had two boyfriends.
Right, like that one girl from the read.
Oh, yeah, that hasn't slept with anybody since she's, like, 30.
Right.
See, and now she's about to get hung up with a nigga that got a baby. Look at right. that. Mm-mm-mm. And we over here 23, like, no, girl.
Don't do it. He got kids. Don't do it.
Why are we so goddamn fucking
friendship? Well, I guess the whole thing is don't ask, don't tell. Don't embarrass me. And don't put me in uncomfortable situations.
Yeah, just mainly the last two. You know, and like, I'm just tired of people being like, well, what if you know what the fuck is right and what the fuck is wrong.
Right.
So I don't know. And I'm also a firm believer, like, no, I'm not gonna say that.
What?
I don't know. My mom always used to say, like, if you gotta ask, it ain't right. Like, someone, like, if you gotta ask a question about something, like, but what if this, like, you ain't up to know, like, what you doing isn't right. Like, if you gotta think, okay, so let's say I'm out drinking, I meet a guy who's, like, constantly, like, what's your number, like, about you drink, da da da. I'll take the guy's number, so he'll leave me alone, but I won't text him back.
Right.
And so they were like, oh, that's super disrespectful. What if I end up knowing this guy? Like, basically, like, all ego shit. Like, right. Oh my gosh, why would you take his number? Like, don't do that, just say no. But I'm, like, trying to explain to them how, like, as a woman, sometimes it gets really dangerous and, like, females get harassed and shit, right. And niggas get real butthurt when you, like, reject it.
Right.
Because even, like, in the beginning, I know I used to be like, oh, I have a boyfriend, and niggas like, oh, you can't have friends, you can't do this.
Or you can't have friends,
Right. That shit's annoying. And they just keep talking to you, and then it gets scary. Like, even one time at PV, there's this guy walking around, like, asking my homegirl and stuff for their number, and she was like, no. And he was like, well, fuck you, bitch. Like, niggas get, like,
so
really
emotional,
right, and like creepy. And so that's why I was like, to cut all that out. I'm not saying that's the best way to handle it,
right,
but that's what makes me feel most comfortable is taking someone's number and then I just don't text them back.
Right.
And they were like super butthurt about that, but it's like, I was honest with you, I told you the truth,
right,
and you still mad because right. I didn't do something the way you wanted me to do it. Or even like with shit like that, how like niggas be like, so let's say like there is a nigga that, like, we about to go all meet up with, and, like, we had sex 5 years ago, and I'm telling you we about to go meet up. Well, why are you cool with him? You don't need to be talking to him. Like, because I don't handle things how you want me to handle them, ooh, you get mad. That's just annoying. Like, it's like...
Yeah, because you don't handle things the way... Because I don't handle things the way you want me to handle things.
I'm in the wrong automatically.
Right. Ooh, that's a really good point.
And I hate that. So yeah. It's like, oh, now I'm that person. Now I'm putting our relationship in jeopardy. When it's like, no, because I know where my head is at.
Right.
Because I would do that.
Hey, I got this. I'm good. You're good. I got it under control.
There you go. So, yeah, that's the only thing I just don't fuck with. Because I'm like, I was honest. I told you what was up. And you still mad because I didn't handle the situation how you wanted me to handle the situation. You gotta let me feel comfortable. You gotta let me figure things out how I want to figure things out.
And then you gotta trust me that I'm gonna handle it the right way, so we both good.
Right. And if you don't trust me, then that's the problem. So, because a lot of the time, you're not worried about, like, you people say, like, oh, I'm not worried about you, I'm worried about the other person. But it's like, if you know me, then you shouldn't be worried at all. So that's a problem.
Well, got three questions?
I do have thread questions. Do you want, like, fun questions or, like, serious questions?
I think fun goes with this. Okay. I think this is a good topic. Let us know what y'all think. If you are a female, would you give your nigga the whole facts? The entire whole facts. Like, this, you point them out. You show pictures and you're like, this is what we did. This is what we did. And niggas... If your girl did it, like, showed you the whole facts, like, how would you react to that? Like, do you want that? What would you do with that information? The biggest thing is, what are you going to do with the information once you get it? And why do you want the information? Because I know niggas always be on Twitter talking about they want the whole facts, but
do you really want that? These niggas don't want the whole facts.
Let us know.
All right, what's your biggest pet peeve?
Oh, I'm just going to play this one because I thought about this earlier today. When people say sorry for doing something, but they keep doing it over and over again.
Oh yeah, like,
why'd you do it? Yeah, like, oh, well, when people say, like, oh, I'm sorry, or I'm not gonna do that again, and they keep doing it, and it's like, well, you said that last time.
So, what are we gonna do?
Right.
What about you? I hate when you ask people what they want to do, and they say, I don't know, and then you pick a place, and then they're like, no. Like, I'll be like, what do you want to eat? I don't know. Okay, let's go get this.
Well, I mean, maybe they just wasn't thinking about that. Maybe they just didn't want that. I'm like,
so where do you want to eat? I don't know. Chinese? I'll be like, fuck you. I'm picking whatever I want. Top five albums of this decade.
Oh, Jesus. We can do it together. We said Ten of Orange.
One.
We said Confessions.
Two.
We said Beyonce.
Beyonce or B-Day?
I'm going to say Beyonce. B-Day was good, though.
B-Day was
good. Okay, I'm going to say B-Day, yeah.
Do we want to put both on there?
Because that'll make, what, that make five or that make four?
Four.
Okay, let's put a B-Day.
Okay.
B-Day. What's another one? B-Day. What else? Is that, like, all R&B?
I listen to rap, but not like that. Are you looking through your albums?
Yeah, I'm gonna see. Albums of this decade. I don't even put all the music I listen to on my phone, but let's see. Which I think current. Ari Lennox album is really good. I don't know if y'all listen to Ari Lennox.
Shea Butter Baby.
Yes, it's so good, like from beginning to end. I'm not gonna lie, Invasion of Privacy was really good.
Invasion of Privacy was good.
From beginning to end.
Does it make four?
Oh, I thought it was four already.
What did we do? Channel Orange? Confessions?
Oh, B-Day.
B-Day.
Okay. Do we want to put Cardi in there? I guess so.
Okay.
And ooh, we got to put a Drake album on there.
I'm fucking dead.
Drake has to go on there. And I'm going to say...
No, I remember the other one I picked.
What?
Culture.
Oh,
Culture was yeah, good. It was good.
Okay, we can replace Culture
with Invasion of Privacy.
Yeah, and then Drake has to go on there. So I'm gonna say, Think Me Later. Take Care.
Okay, I have another one.
Okay, what's another one?
Control.
Oh, yes, SZA. The app was amazing. Okay, that's it. That was good. And SZA's grandma just died.
What?
Yeah, I think she died June 19th. And she just got, like, her grandma's name tied on her neck.
Oh, I did see that. But that person looked really light-skinned.
I didn't think it was her, but I think it was her. And I was like, because I seen a picture and I was like, she looked real white. And I was like, they
said it was her. I don't know either. Maybe she's bleaching. I don't think she's
No, I'm kidding.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Next question. Okay, this is, what do we do? We did pet peeve. Listen. Albums of this decade. What's one thing you can't resist?
Most of the time it's sweets.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I never see you eat sweets like that.
I feel like if I see it, then I'm going to eat it.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, even, like, I went to Lee's housewarming, and, like, it was, like, chicken and, like, meatballs. But, I mean, we had just ate, so I wasn't that hungry. But I was like, ooh, cookies. And I had cookies. And then, like, Marshall's plate, he had, like, grapes and strawberries and cucumbers. And I was like, I looked at his plate, and I was like, I'm just going to sit these down.
No, it sounds good. Seafood.
Mexican food.
Yeah. I fucking love shrimp and crab legs and lobsters.
Salmon. People was in my DMs like, oh my god, you say salmon? I'm like, yep. I'm not saying salmon.
Why?
Because I've been saying salmon for a long time.
Just embarrass yourself. And salmon or whatever. All right.
That's it?
Yep.
Okay. That's it?
You don't have a quote?
Yeah, I have a quote. I was just like, oh, I want another
one. Oh, you want another one? Oh, yeah. Why did you say something?
Okay, yeah, one last question. I feel like that was... You need another one. Whoa.
Ew, yours. Oh, I guess this kind of goes with what we're talking about. Do you believe in being friends with exes?
I'm gonna say yeah. Like, I'm not cool with, like, none of my exes. Like, we're not friends. Not that I got hella exes or anything. But, like, I don't really talk to people that I used to mess with, but, like, I don't hate them either. And I'm like, I don't believe in, like, just being like, oh, I hate him because he's my ex. Like, it's just cool. Like, you know, I don't have to have bad blood with people just because we had, like, past relations. Like, right. I think that's not fair. And then, like, you know, if you die, you gonna do a post for them, like. And then if you hate them, that'll be fake. So, I feel like you can be friends with Joyce. And I'm not saying, like, buddy. Like, I don't know. I feel like there's a difference. Like, there's levels of friendship that you can have with people. And I don't think you can be best friends with your ex, because then that's a little, like, crossing the lines. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's impossible.
I'm going to say no, and that may be why I'm so, like, why the fuck are you worried about who I used to fuck with? Because I don't talk to them anymore. Mm-hmm. But then again, I had a lot of really bad exes, so I'm like, y'all are bad people. I shouldn't have dated you. I wouldn't even be friends with you in real life. Mm-hmm. So.
See, I feel like people that I talked to, like, weren't, like, super bad people. Because I feel like most of them were my friends first.
Okay.
So it's different. And, like I said, I don't talk to them just because I'm, like, we're far removed. We're not even in the same space, so it's like, no. But I don't hate you. So
right.
It's like,
no, I definitely hate my
I would still post them if they died, but
yeah.
I don't. I just feel like I just know people, but then I also know they cross boundaries. So I'm like,
I can't be friends
with you because you're gonna I'm gonna let you that ruined my life for the past 5 years ruin my new relationship.
Yeah.
Fuck no. I'm not doing that. So I wouldn't be friends with them. I can only think of a couple people that I'd be like people I talk to that I'm like, there's something you weren't a terrible person. And I can only think of two people that I'm like, you weren't bad. Like, I wouldn't be like buddy. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, some people you just can't be buddy with, and some people you just can't be friends with.
Yeah, because they just take it too far.
Like, yeah, that's just like boundaries. Like, yeah, I don't talk to nobody that has
boundaries. Yeah, so no, I don't believe being sorry. And like I said, that made me, I was talking to Indy earlier, I was like, maybe I used to be a hoe, and that's why I'm like, no, you can't know my hoe facts.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm not friends with my exes because they all suck, so I'm like, what you worried about? Like, I'm not, there's no one I can think of that I'm like, I used to sleep with them, like, cool, that you hang out with.
Right, exactly.
I can think of, like, one person, and even then I'm like, you wouldn't even know unless I told you.
That's why we got this. Like, girls know what they're doing. Just chill. Like, you're good. I'm not gonna say all girls, but we're good. We're good. I don't know. Girls got this handled. It's okay.
Right. We know. Well, I'm not gonna say we, because some girls do be like, "Do you lie? Did you fuck her? Did you lie?" Yeah. That's what you sound like to me. You sound like a female. That's what the fuck you sound like. That's what you sound like in my ear. Like,
yeah, that's true. Well, we'll see. I'm just gonna say this one. Okay, I was gonna pick this other one, but I feel like this one's good. Okay. So this quote. Oh, somebody from my job posted it, and it says that risk you're afraid to take could change your life.
Bam.
And I feel like that goes into the whole Tyler Perry thing. I feel like I really felt Tyler Perry when he was giving his speech, like, talking about, like, and even just the whole, like, how his, like, studio is built on, like, a Confederate, like, base is crazy to me. And he was saying, like, oh, like, they trying to keep Negroes out now, the land owned by me, one Negro. And how he's, like, you know, he didn't move to L.A., he didn't move to New York, or, like, these other places to try to chase his dream, but he, like, took the risk and, like, built it in Atlanta and, like, hired Black people and, like, you know, paid Black people their worth. Like, that was a risk, because it could all fail, you know? Right. So, that risk you're afraid to take could change your life. And, whoa, I'm trying to take more. I'm trying to take more risk.
Cheers to more risks.
Oh, let me get some more.
There's more?
Oh, yeah, you want some more? You wasn't even drinking what you had.
I didn't say I wanted more. I just didn't know.
Oh, there was. Yeah,
context clues, my friend.
Well, what did you say?
Cheers to taking more risks.